City of Powell River's consolidated wastewater treatment plant is still around the $100 million mark for construction costs, and testing is now underway. At the February 23 Finance Committee meeting, Director of Infrastructure Tor Bertig said the projections for the forecasted project cost have not changed significantly since the January Finance Committee meeting. "We are still projecting a cost of $99.7 million," said Bertig. "We are nearing completion of the construction work on the plant, as well as the linear work and pump stations. We've commenced commissioning, so they have been running fresh water through the wastewater treatment facility for approximately 9 days now. Once they complete some more testing of the equipment, to make sure it is going to operate fully, we are looking at introducing wastewater as early next week." Bertig said at that point, "With the commencement of wastewater, the contractor, Graham Infrastructure, will work on changing over the existing system and directing that flow to the new plant." "We are excited about that," said Bertig. Work on the Wildwood Bridge is nearing completion, Bertig added. Piping from Wildwood to the wastewater treatment plant is designed to be attached underneath the bridge so wastewater can make its way to the townsite plant. The city is still in litigation with CMC, the company that was originally hired to install the outfall from the treatment plant. The city is also working with Graham Infrastructure on some of the company's delayed claims, which may result in negotiation or mediation for resolution, according to Bertig. Councillor Jim Palm asked about work that was being done on Alberni Street. Bertig said Graham is diverting flows from the current system and we're redirecting it into the system that was constructed during summer 2022. "The treatment plant is ready to accept the flow," said Bertig. "We'll open up the valve and the flows will start being directed to the townsite plant." Councillor Cindy Elliott asked about tertiary treatment and the treatment of contaminants of emerging concern, CEC. "I've had a lot of public concern about that," said Elliott. "Is there any update in the standards world that would lead us to believe that it is time to start applying for that?" Bertig said when the city is sampling in the receiving environment, the city will be sampling for CECs, so it can judge the type and amount of contamination. He said the city is working with the Ministry of Environment and Climate Change Strategy to baseline those issues. "At this point there are no standards from the province of the federal government," said Bertig. Tertiary treatment. He said the city actually has a tertiary treatment plant. He said what people are talking about is going further than that. The first level is dealing with microplastics and particles that are down to 5 microns, according to Bertig. He said the city will work with federal regulators, but right now, there are no regulations. Councillor Rob Southcott asked when the plant would be fully operational. Bertig said it is anticipated that it will be June or July before the plant is turned over to the city. Southcott asked about posting information on tertiary treatment on the city's website. Bertig said there is some material to be found there. He said the city had done a pre-design study with respect to tertiary treatment so it could be rolled into at a later date once there are regulations. "In the pre-design they talk about two phases," said Bertig. "The first is using microfiltration that will deal with microplastics. It may or may not deal with some CECs." Bertig said the estimated cost in 2020 of retrofitting the wastewater treatment plant to a higher standard of filtration is $10 million. He said there have been cost escalations, so for phase 1, the price would be $10 to $20 million. "I'm not aware of any grant funding that is available for that," said Bertig. "For phase 2, there are treatments that are a lot more complicated." He said those costs will be way beyond the $10 to $20 million for the first phase. Mayor Ron Wasnow said one of the issues, especially in townsite, is the potential for significant odor from the plant. He asked Bertig to comment on the track record of the technology in terms of odor abatement. Bertig said there was an odor control unit that is part of the project. He said all the air from the process building where the initial liquid waste is coming from is collected and processed through a biofilter and carbon filtration, and then it vents out. "We believe we have gone over and above the normal standard we would see at a treatment plant," said Bertig.